Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
I was talking about millennials, and you know, I just, to me, we as parents have not done a good job. The school's not done a good job, and we haven't trained and educated and shown the way for millennials as well as we could have. That's my take on it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Lindley is with us. She is in California, Silicon Valley. She was with us a week ago on Friday, and she talked about a situation where the school system has hired a consulting group. The school system is in favor of you can be yourself, even if you don't know what that is. You can be a boy today, a girl this afternoon, this evening you could change back, and anything goes, and the school system supports it, and they have a consulting group to help the children become more confused. Lindley is going to tell us about what's happening in Silicon Valley. It's going to make your blood boil. It makes my blood boil. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. Thanks so much for having me back.
Yeah. Well, you know, you last week was a blockbuster. You talked about your personal situation, and there are remedies, and there are paths to fix it. But the sad, sad thing, Lindley, is we as individuals are outgunned, outnumbered, outspent by the other team. And they're using our money to do it all. And if we don't give them our money, they'll arrest us at the muzzle of a gun. They'll steal our property. They'll steal our everything. They'll incarcerate us. And it's a really sad situation where the government was a group of individuals that used to represent the people, work for the people, and now it's turned on its head, and the government tells us what to do and when to do it and how long to keep doing it. And if we don't, we get incarcerated by their buddies. You know, that'd be the police and the army, etc. National Guard. So what do you have to share with us today, Lindley?
Well, I'm prepared to talk about all the crazy California con jobs that we could call legislation. I thought that maybe I could just mention several current legislation that is wrong in every possible way. We could talk about AB 101, which forces the critical race theory as a requirement in California high schools for graduation. We could talk about SB 9, which eliminates all single-family neighborhoods in California. It allows a developer to go in without any by right is what they call it, so there's no discussion. The developer buys a single-family home property and divides it and can put 6 units on it, and there goes our town. They're going to make us all into a city. We could talk about SB 519, which they're trying to legalize the date rape drug and hard drugs like DMT, LSD, MDMA. We can talk about the gun law that Sam Liccardo in San Jose thinks is a good idea, very unconstitutional. We can talk about lockdown. What would you like to talk about this morning? You want to talk more about the critical race
theory? Okay, let's talk about critical race theory.
Okay, well, they're passing a law that says that you cannot graduate from high school without taking certain classes, certain ethnic classes. And that's all reasonable up to a certain point. But of course, when you factor in the critical race theory, then you bring in all the racism of the white supremacy and the shaming and all that. But, you know, Assembly Member Jose Medina, he apparently thought that that was a great idea. So, I don't know. You know, also Evan Lowe, remember him? He thought he'd be a great president. He's an Assembly Member here. He's very close to the mayor, who's very involved with the critical race theory. And Evan Lowe, he's pushing the critical race theory here as well. So both of those Assembly Members are responsible for the critical race theory in California.
Lindley, for those who have just joined and missed last week's class with you at the head of the classroom, would you explain to us what critical race theory is so that we all understand it?
Sure. Critical race theory comes from Marxist ideology. It basically says that all one race, and in this situation, all white-skinned people are oppressors, always have, are, and always will be, and that the oppressed are the black people, and I guess the brown people. Anyway, so what they're doing is they're going into our classrooms now, and they're teaching our children to categorize themselves and rate themselves by the skin color, by their skin color. They were doing this in our in a nearby town, Cupertino. Christopher Rufo wrote all about this, and Christopher Rufo has a lot of wonderful articles regarding critical race theory, and it is Christopher Rufo who educated President Trump back in maybe it was 2018, and that's why President Trump made critical race theory illegal throughout the United States. But then, of course, everything changes when you bring in the commie Joe into the Oval Office with all the Dems, and they're thrilled about it. So they made it legal. That was, I think, maybe one of the executive orders. I don't know about that for sure, but Joe Biden overturned Trump's illegalization of critical race theory because it is so racist. And people are fighting it all over the country right now. In California, we are just a little too brainwashed here, so it's not a good thing, but it's teaching racism, and you cannot undo racism with more racism.
I remember being in elementary school and high school and studying for my bachelor's degree and master's degree. And no class actually taught anything about, like, look at the person to your left, right, the one in front of you, the one behind you. Stand up and get a good look at the whole class. And so look at the different skin colors. That never happened where we were taught to do that. However, back in 1977, 76, 77, 78, in graduate school, these, I think, roughly 5-inch by 7-inch white cards with black ink on them had choices, boxes, where you could choose what you thought your race was. And you could be Asian Island Pacificer. You could be a Native American. You could be black. You could be Latino. But there was no box for white. Okay, that would be other. If you weren't one of the other, if you weren't one of the delineated races, then you would click other, check other. Now that was done. That was, I guess, to figure out what the ratio or what the percentage of each race might be in each class. And there were no names associated with these cards. Now, I don't know if they had, you know, invisible ink and they had, you know, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they passed them out so they could tell that seat number 1 was card number 1 with this, you know, invisible ink. I don't know about that part, but I, you know, they appeared to be anonymous. That's the only survey that I ever remember in school that had anything to do with race. And I objected to it. It bothered me because I hadn't seen it until graduate school. And it was something that the federal government was doing. They wanted to, you know, they wanted to know. So every teacher in every class passed these things out. So every class was surveyed by the students as to what race they thought they were. What difference does that have? What difference does that make? Well, what I remember is that they felt that the black students were underserved. And so they were going to catch up. So black students were going to get an unfair advantage over everybody else. That's what happened. Do you remember anything like that?
Well, sure. I mean, don't we still fill out the little black boxes? I do them. I did one just the other day. Yeah, white. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe there is a little bit of something else in me. What should I do?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I always put, when I had to fill them out, the story is that I was pumping gas, you know, working summer before starting my undergraduate studies. I was pumping gas, you know, trying to earn some money and pay my way. And this car came in. I was pumping gas into his car, and on the back of the window was the university sticker where I had applied and got rejected. And my grades were good enough. I went to a college preparatory school. I wasn't the number one student, and I wasn't on the bottom. I was somewhere in the middle. And so my SAT scores were good enough. Everything was good enough. My father graduated from there. One of his best friends was the chair of a department there. I got a letter of recommendation from the chair of the department because he knew me. He wasn't just writing that, you know, this is a good, you know, person. You know, Vin Fidel is a good person. He actually knew me. And I couldn't get in no matter what. And it was because there was an adjustment that year, or maybe for a few years, that if you were black, you got in. And if you were white, well, we got to adjust the numbers and we don't have enough seats for everybody. So if you're white, it was, you know, tough getting in. So I remembered that. So what I did when I filled out those cards, and you can, and this is another piece that our detractors can say, Vincent Finelli is a racist. I would always put black. Because that would give a white person or a chance to get an education. Because it was absolutely positively unfair and racist what was going on and what the federal government was doing. So that was my little piece of what I did. And I objected to the whole thing to begin with. I didn't like it. But if they were gonna force people out of seats based on achievement and based on character, if people were going to be forced out of those seats in favor of just putting people in because of their race, I tried my best to adjust that number by one. Any comments, Lindley?
Oh, sure. Should I wait for the commercial break? I have situation,
okay,
you know, here in town.
Sure.
I can talk.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. All right. We'll be right back. Lindley's with us. And when do we talk about the gun law that's proposed for San Jose? It's an outrage. We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So let me just delineate a little bit more about the situation where I was pumping gas into this car that was driven by a young black man. Now, he did not take any of the entrance exams. He did not have to jump through any of the hoops that I had to jump through. And he was given a seat at the university because he was black. Okay? And if he beat me in a fair contest where we were judged by character and achievement and skill and knowledge, then he should have gotten the seat. No question about it. If he beat me or anybody else, he should have gotten the seat. But I was denied the seat because of the color of my skin, because I happened to be white. Okay? He was awarded it because of the color of his skin, because he was black. So does that, it actually worked out really well, because I went to an even better university. So, you know, things do work out. But Lindley, do you have any comments about that story? It's absolutely positively true. And it happened in 1971.
I do. This is what's going on here. Okay, let me just first say a couple things. Throw out a couple things. We have the saying, birds of a feather flock together, right? I think a lot of people know what that means, and I think that a lot of people understand that. And are probably living that way in many ways, right? I mean, if you are into gardening, you're going to go hang out with the gardening people, right? And if you are, you know, whatever. Anyways, we also have things called, places called Chinatown, Japantown. We have Koreantown. We have, do we have any white towns? I don't think so. Caucasian towns? I don't think so. So at the beginning of this year, let me be more specific, after Biden was installed, everything turned black around here. I'm telling you, we live in a very white place, and it's not because we don't like black people because maybe black people don't like being here, or maybe they're all in Oakland or they're all in East Palo Alto. Okay. We have a lot of people from Mexico because obviously Mexico is next to California and so forth. So it just is what it is, right? And you all congregate where you feel most comfortable, whether, you know. So I noticed instantly that all of a sudden, all the advertising, all the marketing materials in this area all went black. All of a sudden, there are black people everywhere. I'm like, what? Chase Bank, black windows, black people. No, I have no problem with it, but it's just kind of funny that how they just put it everywhere. Now, here's another thing that I want to say is all of a sudden, okay, we have some Black Lives Matter coffee houses here who are very Antifa. The Antifa offices are pretty much in these coffee houses here. And so they're with the equity and in the inclusion and the diversity, right? I'm seeing more black people come into town than is normal, is standard, than has been seen over years and decades. Great. That's totally awesome. I love it. First of all, I want to say all these black people that I'm talking about, and I'm only talking about black because we're talking about race. They're all lovely. Everyone that I am referring to, they're all lovely people, okay? But I'm still wondering. Now I look at the advertising marketing, I see more black people here, and I think, oh, it's because they're black. It's not because they would be here anyway, because there's no neighborhood here that's black neighborhood. You know, so it's just funny how this critical race theory, the inclusion, the whole thing, it's like they're pushing it on us, and I don't know, I'm seeing it, and I don't have any problem with that in general, I guess, but it's just funny how everything was one way forever because that's how marketing goes, and that's how birds of a feather flock together go, and then all of a sudden, I'm just really seeing it. I'm seeing things. I'm sure you're seeing it, too. I mean, heck, here, there are rainbows everywhere. God forbid that you'd walk anywhere and there wouldn't be a rainbow right now. Everywhere there are rainbows. I just can't even get over it.
Well, at the universities, there started to be black student unions. But we didn't have Korean student unions. We didn't have white student unions. We didn't have Japanese student unions. I'm talking about in the 70s. But the black student unions popped up, and they were all black fraternities. But there were no all-white fraternities. We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday praised President Biden's federal response to the collapse of a condo building in the coastal suburb of Surfside, Florida. Speaking at a command briefing near the site of the deadly disaster Thursday, DeSantis said the president had recognized the severity of this tragedy from day one, and you've been very supportive. End quote. As violent crime surges across America, a judge on Thursday ordered Minneapolis, Minnesota to hire more police officers after ruling in favor of a group that had sued the city council over a rise in crime. Hennepin County District Judge Jamie Anderson said the city needs to have at least 730 by June 30th, 2022. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States expressed concern on Thursday over a report that China is building more than 100 new silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles near the city of Yumen. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the Supreme Court departed for their summer break Thursday, rulings were passed down, including the voting integrity laws in Arizona. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling Thursday that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to, but at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
California residents will vote September 14th on whether to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, whose handling of the COVID-19 pandemic started fierce criticism from small businesses and a large number of Californians. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just want to tell you that I'm not currently a member of any organization and have not been for years. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a member of a Roman Catholic Church, a Methodist Church. I'm not a member of a business networking group. I'm not a member of the Lions Club. I'm not a member, okay, of any group. And I do want to say also that I am not a racist. And to prove that, in Virginia, when the government wanted to put a trash dump on top of an aquifer in an all-black area in rural Virginia, I was the tip of the spear that fought that and defeated that. So I worked with people that were members of the NAACP. That's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. That's what that stands for. And I worked with them, and we beat down the big bad machine that wanted to poison the water in this black village. So, racist, no, but I think it should be fair. And I object to things not being fair. And I believe in a hand up, absolutely. I believe slavery is wrong, absolutely. But I'm a slave right now, and so is everybody else that's listening, because you're economic slaves, because you are forced to pay taxes that you don't want to pay. Lindley, back to you.
Well, may I just a little side note. I heard the recall Newsom ad just now, and I just want to say they're making it sound like it's all about the lockdown and the mask. Gavin Newsom is one of the worst governor ever. This guy voted in a pedophilia law, okay? So now, if you are within 10 years of a junior, adolescent, let's say, a teenager, whatever, 9-year-old, you can have sex with him, okay? So Gavin Newsom is scum, and he needs to be removed, and he's totally pushing the LGBTQ thing, and he's totally pushing, of course, the critical race theory thing, because that's all part of it. But it's very upsetting. And so that was just a little side note, because it is all very upsetting here, living here. This is like, you know, if you want to be a sinner, you just come here and it'll all be legal. You can do anything under the sun. So we need to remove that guy. Mm-hmm. But back to the discussion. You know, I just love people, and I love all people. And sometimes I almost probably prefer different people, because I get sick of the same people, right? It is great to get out and meet new people and have new experiences. And with that comes new food from different cultures and maybe new ways of speaking and new ways of thinking and new ways of getting to work, whatever it is. I think that that's so fun and exciting about our world and our country here, where we are a melting pot. So they're under these evil people who are pushing this racist agenda are just undermining everything. And I know that they know that. That's the agenda. They're trying to destroy us from within. And we can't let them do that. We really need to love each other, and no matter what. And that doesn't mean you're well, I don't want to say that you want to love the person who, the pedophilia, but maybe you do by praying for them. But it's good. Diversity is good, but not when it's shoved down your throat. I mean, you know, like shipping people here and there, so it's 25% this race, 25% that race, 25% of this and 25% of that. Are people going to be happy if they're being shoved into places where they really didn't want to be just because of their color? So,
well, you know, people, I submit to the classic, people like them, okay? That means, that explains why there's little Korea, there's Chinatown, there, you know, is a Germantown. There are people like themselves, generally speaking. And, you know, tall people seem to marry tall people. Heavy people seem to marry heavy people, you know, etc. And that's fine. That makes a lot of sense to me. But as you said, putting people together by percentages does not make much sense. No more than it makes sense to have diversity in the classroom based on knowledge and learning ability and learning speed. So does it make sense to put fast learners in with slow learners? Does that make sense? I mean, that would be diverse, wouldn't it? So we'll have some fast learners, some slow learners, some people who can't learn at all. We'll put them all together, and boy, what a wonderful class that would be. Or would it be better to group the students based on how they do learn, so the slow learners aren't left in the dust and feel terrible and go home discouraged? Wouldn't it be better if all the slow learners were put together and they were boosted and encouraged and could actually learn at the speed that they could learn at? Wouldn't that be better than to try to make them learn at speeds that they can't learn at? And if they do accelerate, then move them on up. I mean, that makes sense to me, Lindley.
I think that's an interesting idea, one that I think most people don't think about. And that almost sounds more like something you could do in homeschooling. And homeschooling is really
I know a guy who did it right
now. Yeah. So, but you know, Lily, in the classroom,
I know a guy. I know a guy who did that in the government school. He literally was the principal of a school, of an elementary school, and this was in the 1960s. He determined that students learned at different speeds, and just because someone is chronologically X number of days old doesn't mean they should be put in the, you know, the third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, etc. So what he did was he got rid of all the grades, and he grouped the students on how they learned, how much they knew, and how well and how quickly they learned. And it was a tremendous success. And I know that guy really well. I've known him for all my life. All my life. Starting with day one. He was my father. That's what he did in the public training camp. That's what he did. He took out all the grades. And it was a tremendous success. And when they promoted him to another school, a bigger school, the guy that inherited my dad's school couldn't handle it. So guess what he did?
Huh.
Back to what they used to do. We'll group by how many days you're alive. So
you know,
there's a lot to be said for diversity, and there's a lot to be said for not having diversity. And I'm looking at the Los Gatos Chamber of Commerce website. Listen, learn, change, grow. I'm okay with listen. I'm okay with learn. I'm okay with change, and I'm okay with grow. It all sounds wonderful. But change into, I don't know, being a transgender, I'm not so good about that. I don't like that. You know, grow into being a homo, I'm not so good about that either. And I don't want to learn about homosexuality.
You cracked me up with your homo. Your homo comments crack me up because that's what we used to say in, like, grade school. But we're all indoctrinated right out of it, so...
Well, you know, I live on an island here in Missouri, and I don't get a chance to talk to a lot of people. So, you know, a lot of the things that I've learned by myself, meaning, you know, my opinions and my values, you know, some of them came from my parents. Some of them, you know, I learned by myself. You know, my parents didn't teach me not to like certain groups of people. They didn't teach me that. They didn't. You know, my dad said... You know, I asked him about race when I was very, very, very young. And I said, so how do you feel about, you know, if black people moved into where we live in our little neighborhood? He said, that's fine. Because that means that they're working as hard as we are. They're trying as hard as we are. They have achieved the same level of, we'll call it success, but not necessarily success, but the same level. They've achieved the same level that we have, and they deserve to be here. That was what my dad had to say. And he's absolutely right. Achievement, character, you know, measured by content of character, the way Martin Luther King described it. And Martin Luther King was absolutely right. So what's the deal with, do we need to call anybody and stop this critical race theory in Silicon Valley, California?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, who do we call?
We could call... we've been calling Catherine Summers. I've been speaking to Catherine Summers. You could call her. She heads up the chamber in Los Gatos, and she's the one actually responsible for putting up the banners that say Listen, Learn, Change, Grow, which is, of course, critical race theory. We could also call Mayor Mariko Sayoc. The main line, I have that for you.
Do you have some phone numbers?
I do. Catherine Summers. Shall I give you her cell or her business number?
Oh, let's go with the cell. She probably has that all the time.
Oh, I think so. 206-251-1011. And then
and she'd probably appreciate that. That would... She would probably appreciate that, us calling her cell phone, because that way she doesn't have to run back to the office and, you know, make or take the call. She can take it right where she is.
Absolutely.
24/7.
It's all about 24/7 today.
So for her convenience, class, if you want to call her and ask her about critical race theory and how well it's going and how you can learn more about it and maybe how you can support her. 206-251-1011. 206-251-1011. I have not called that number, but I will. Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any other numbers that we need to know about?
Well, would you like to call the mayor of San Jose, Sam Liccardo, regarding the gun law?
Absolutely. And so that's spelled Sam, as in Samuel, S-A-M, last name, L-I-C-C-A-R-D-O, L-I-C-C-A-R-D-O. And what's Sam's number?
His phone number is 408-535-4800. There is one very particular person that I think does need to be called, because he's responsible for a lot of really sick legislation here. But let's get to him after the mayor, Mayor Syok, who is responsible for the critical race theory in the town of Los Gatos, the Cities Association in Santa Clara, and the CASI organization. Okay, do you want me to spell her name?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, her first name is Mariko, M as in Mary, A, R as in Ralph, I, C, O. Her last name is S as in Sam, A, Y, O, C. And the main line for the town council is 408-354-6801. That was the best number I had for her.
Okay, and so Mayor Mariko, am I saying it right? Syok, S-A-Y-O-C?
Yeah, something like that. Syok, yeah.
Okay, so she is...
And then there's one more that I would like to give you when I can. Yeah.
Okay,
she's
so class...
responsible for the Cities Association, CASI, and the Critical Race Theory in Los Gatos.
Huh? Okay, so that CASI is the consulting group that's paid to help confused students become more confused, right?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, very quickly, I just wanted to mention that when I get calls from the government, the caller ID display says blocked, blocked, or unavailable. So they don't want me to have the number so that I could, you know, return the call very quickly. They want me to go through the main switchboard or something like that. So that's the way that's done is before the call is placed, star 67 is typically typed in, the star key, and then 6, and then 7, and that blocks caller ID. So if you want to keep it on a level playing field, that's how they do it, except they have it done automatically before every call. So star 67 prevents your caller ID from being displayed on their phone. So they'll probably be more likely to pick up the phone if they see it's blocked to block, because they'll think it's one of them. Lindley, back to you.
Okay, well, I'd like to give the name and number of Evan Lowe. He is responsible for pushing the critical race theory in the high school. And now even the University of California is mandating these ethnic classes. So Evan Lowe's number is 408-446-2810. And his first name is E, V as in Victor, A, N as in Nancy, and then Lowe, L-O-W. He's an assembly member. And then the other one is really a pretty creepy dude, Scott Wiener. I just love the last names of people sometimes. They just so hit right on it. He's extremely LGBTQ. He's pushed the SB9 that eliminates all the single-family neighborhoods in California. He's also pushing the legalizing of the date rape drug, and he's also, I believe, he's responsible also for the pedophilia law. Scott Wiener, out of San Francisco, of course. His phone number is 415-557-1300. Scott Wiener needs to go.
Okay, so class, if you decide that you want to call these people, you've got the numbers, you can listen to the broadcast again. You can go to the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute, Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. You can go to, obviously, GCNLive.com, look up USA Prepares, and you will be able to play this broadcast, you know, archive. What about the guns? What about the San Jose to tax gun owners, and they'll confiscate your firearms for noncompliance? What about that?
Well, I would call Sam Liccardo about that. I think we already covered him.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I said that they will confiscate guns, what are they going to do?
Okay. Well, what they're doing is they're saying that you have to have insurance in case anything happens. Let's see. And then they're saying that it costs San Jose approximately $57 or $63 million annually for the problems caused by guns. Of course, it's not the people that are the problem; it's the gun. So yeah, and then
so the gun owners in San Jose, California, are going to face a yearly tax that's going to be required and be required to carry insurance because. Well, didn't the city council unanimously vote this on Tuesday evening? Didn't they unanimously
yes,
vote
they
this?
Yes, they did.
And, and what they determined was there's going to be a fee for having your gun, and so that's rifle, pistol, shotgun, as far as I understand it. And they have not determined what the amount is. So they voted to do this, but they don't know how much they're going to do. They don't know how much.
Nope.
Now, this happened in Missouri, and we fought. I gave out the phone numbers for the perpetrators of trying to steal AK-47s, AR-15s, magazines over 10 rounds, and certain shotguns with pistol grips. And I gave out the phone numbers, and class, y'all beat them up so badly, verbally, that that bill was dead by the next day. That was House Bill 545 in the corrupt state of Missouri. So it can be done in California as well. You can call these guys and call them and call them and call them. And you know, make, get their cell phone numbers and pass them around. You've got social media. So share that that information on social media. David in California, very quickly, I see that you have been on hold.
Yeah, thanks, Vincent. You know, I'm Irish. And if you look at the history of the Irish were slaves a long time ago. That old expression, Irish need not apply. And so when I hear this business about being afraid of learning history, being afraid of learning critical race theory, the people have got the company store facing them. Right now, the fact that the fat cats will not allow the minimum wage to go up anymore means that we're facing off against hyperinflation, and we're facing off against the company store. And if this woman thinks that it's a bad idea to learn history so that we can escape being caught in a company store again, she's a fool. And I don't
yeah,
appreciate
you,
your position.
David, hold on, David, just a second. You're not talking about
Linwood. I don't appreciate your position on it either, Vincent.
Yeah. You don't?
No, I sure don't. I think that if you don't believe that learning about history is a good idea, and you think that leaving the generations...
Hold it. I can't allow you to say that, because that's not true. None of what you said is true. I believe in learning history. Absolutely. I say it over and over, and so does Lindley. You're absolutely incorrect, David.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.